This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. 32nd World Press Freedom Day today. President Ramchandra Podil expresses confidence that media will continue to courageously work for defense of the rights guaranteed by the Constitution. Stampede in a temple in India's Goa kills 6 and injures dozens. And voting ongoing across Singapore for today's general election. Now the news in detail. The 32nd World Press Freedom Day is being celebrated throughout the world, including Nepal today. World Press Freedom Day has been celebrated across the world since 1993 at the call of the United Nations to commemorate the release of a declaration on free press on the 3rd of May at the Conference of African Journalists held in Namibia in 1991. On the occasion of World Press Freedom Day, various media and journalism-related organizations in the country have been organizing various programs. In order to celebrate this day, UNESCO sets the theme every year and organizes activities related to that slogan throughout the year and encourages other states and civil society organizations to carry out their activities focusing on that very theme. According to UNESCO, this year the World Press Freedom Day global commemoration will focus on the profound influence of artificial intelligence on journalism and media under the theme Reporting in the Brave New World, the Impact of Artificial Intelligence on Press Freedom and the Media. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Podil has expressed the confidence that media worlds will continue to courageously work for the pursuit of freedom of expression and the defense of the rights guaranteed by the Constitution. In a message of best wishes on the occasion of World Press Freedom Day today, the President expressed his confidence that all three organs of the state would be able to carry out their functions with caution and alertness to disseminate the truth to the general public. Visiting Deputy Foreign Minister of Azerbaijan, Elnur Mamedov, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli yesterday. During the meeting held at the Prime Minister's residence in Balvatar, various aspects of mutual relations and cooperation between the two countries were discussed. Meanwhile, the visiting Azerbaijani Deputy Foreign Minister had also paid courtesy calls on the President, the Foreign Minister, and other high-level dignitaries. London police has confirmed that a body found near Waterloo in the Thames River belonged to a 20-year-old Nepali student named Susan Oli from Musikot of Rukum West. The identification was made through the fingerprint analysis, according to the Nepali embassy. Oli, missing since 21st of April, was reported by campus peers to the police and the embassy. Initial investigations suggest possible suicide with no suspicions noted. The embassy is coordinating with Oli's family for the body repatriation for final rites in the United Kingdom itself. Further details await ongoing investigations. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. At least 6 people were killed and 55 were injured in a stampede at an Indian temple in the western coastal state of Goa, where hundreds of devout Hindus had assembled. According to Reuters, the stampede occurred on Friday night during the annual Sri Lai Rai Jatra festival in Sirgaon village, which is popular for its events including firewalking. Polling stations opened across Singapore at 8 AM local time today, as voters cast their ballots in the country's general election. A total of 211 candidates, including 2 independents, are vying for 97 elected seats in Parliament. The ruling People's Action Party, PAP, has already secured 5 seats uncontested in a multi-member constituency, as no opposition candidates were nominated there. Approximately 2.76 million people are eligible to vote in this year's election. Polling stations are scheduled to close at 8 PM local time this evening. A vehicle hit pedestrians at a subway stop in Stuttgart, Germany, killing one and injuring several. The driver was apprehended, but police suspect a tragic accident, not an attack. Police said five people were slightly injured and three seriously injured in the accident. In an earlier post on the social media platform X, Stuttgart police said all evidence pointed to a tragic traffic accident and that they found no evidence of an attack. The incident happened at an above-ground subway stop in Stuttgart city center. The passport to the world is ongoing in Jeddah, allowing visitors to explore the rich cultural tapestry of different communities in Saudi Arabia. According to the Saudi press agency, the month-long celebration running through May features a vibrant mix of recreational activities, artistic performances, traditional dances, and authentic culinary delights. Passports to the World is a program that offers a unique opportunity to experience multiple civilizations in one place. Guests can enjoy live performances, savor traditional dishes, and participate in interactive activities highlighting the folklore and customs of participating cultures, making it a must-visit for a comprehensive cultural experience. This year's program includes four key highlights: Filipino culture from April 30th to May 3rd, Bangladeshi festivities from the 7th of May to 10th, India's colorful heritage from the 14th of May to 17th, and the Sudanese Cultural Days from the 21st of May to 24th. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country, including in Kosi and Sudhir Paschim provinces. Light rain along with lightning might occur at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces at present. It will be generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country, including all the provinces of Sudhir Paschim, Karnali and Lumbini, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country this afternoon. Light snow is likely to occur at a few places of the mountainous region of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. 32nd World Press Freedom Day today. President Ramchandra Powell expresses confidence that media will continue to courageously work for defense of the rights guaranteed by Constitution. Stampede in a temple in India's state of Goa killed six and injures dozens. And voting ongoing across Singapore for today's general election. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, RadioNepalOnline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.